Hey guys, it's Dot from DLC. It's the 11th of June. I've been fortunate enough to catch up with the elusive Mr. Chris Cleverly. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Doc. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. Okay, so we know a little bit about African potash. You've kind of come into the company quite recently, I believe, being on your travels. Do you want to tell us a little bit about African potash for you? What made you join the business, and where where you intend on taking it? So to be clear, your kind of approach is you believe you can grow African potash as a business by taking a broader outlook, going into a wider space with all the ingredients pretty much at hand with the company and the geographical footprint that you're operating within. Is that where we're at? We know from I know from speaking to African potash in historically that the infrastructure is quite good around like Dinga. There's a lot going on. Clearly, from what you're saying, you're bringing in a lot of kind of high impact relationship ties with individuals within Africa. What would you say to investors who are perhaps, as you correctly point out, it was valued a lot higher than it is today. It's trading at a massive discount. What do you say to investors that perhaps believed in the story then that have started to become a little bit disconnected. How do we kind of compound those investors and their confidence coming back?
Well, it always amazes me that sometimes the hope is always valued more than the actuality. But the actuality here is that there is now has been some drilling. There is an actual the actual evidence is there, and you just go to the website, you can see what it is. It wasn't even there at the listing, but the listing price was higher than it is today. So I always find that very interesting, and quite clearly evidence that it's probably mispriced or greatly mispriced at the present time. And then, you add to that the future possibility. We've just taken out the debt out of this business, which allows us to bring in more capital to take this forward. Of course, we're having conversations at the moment with all the relevant parties that can help take that asset forward. And we, of course, hope we'll be able to give that information out. But, as you know, Doc, I'm not the PR guy. I don't do PR, I just do action. So you'll know about it when I've done it.
So actions always speak louder than words. It's been a pleasure chatting to you today, Chris. Hopefully we can catch up as things start to unravel and stay abreast of the story. And, good luck. Congratulations.
Good to talk to you. All the best.
Cheers, thanks. Cheers, bye.